Good meeting, everyone. So I'll just put the finishing touches on sketches 5, 6, and 8. By which I mean I'll be removing all these suggestions you made.
Do you mean you're going to be removing all of the suggestions we made?
And that's that problem solved.
Hey, Al.
Ah! Duncan, what are you doing outside the writer's room? You have some kind of voice acting coming up, don't you? Shouldn't you be, I don't know, doing weird gargles or like those so-called vocal exercises that are really just the secret language of theater folk expressing their intention to mutiny?
No, I already did that. I wanted to talk to you about maybe doing some writing for the show.
Gee, I don't know. I already pretend to listen to a whole lot of people. On the other hand, Jason really has that whole seething hatred of you for some reason.
He says I know what I did, but I don't know what I did.
And it would be hilarious to watch him have to read something that you wrote. All right, hit me. What do you got?
What? Really? I didn't think you'd actually...
Well, you must have ideas. Look at all these pages. Just read one.
Actually, these are a series of alternate plans for when you inevitably said no.
This one just says, oh, come on, over and over again. And this one says, hypno ray?
I wasn't prepared for you to say yes so quickly.
Well, if there's two things I'm known for, it's my wildly irrational generosity.
You're not gonna say that thing about the old truck again, are you? Because I don't know what that's from.
I do like to fix it up. So you really have nothing, huh?
All my notes are actually back on Earth. I know I was working on one thing about deciduous ferns, but that's all I can remember. I know there was something there, and it was hilarious.
I tell you what, you go set up in the writing dungeon.
Is that where you and Matt record all those scenes for Radio Adventures?
No, that's the recording dungeon. You can tell because that skeleton is hanging in there. I wonder who he was. So after Sketch 5, okay, after I fix Sketch 5 and then we record it, you go on down to that writing space. In the meantime, I'll have some deciduous ferns delivered. Maybe they can help you get a fern grip on what you're trying to say.
Am I even sure I want to write for this show?